You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and at this time every Thursday morning, we welcome to studio the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. He brings his wisdom, his knowledge, and his love of movies for Cinema Chat. How are you, Russ Collins?
Well, okay, you may be surprised to learn that it's award season.
Yeah, I heard that somewhere. Maybe it was here.
Well, the Writers Guild of America gave their nominations out, and this kind of indicates the Oscar front runners for the writing awards.
Has that been historically true?
Absolutely. There's a huge overlap between the Writers Guild
and people voters
who vote for the nominations for the writing awards. So, The Big Short, The Martian, Spotlight, Straight Outta Compton, and Sicario. Now, Straight Outta Compton and Sicario are kind of coming in a little late. In a sense. I mean, they were released earlier in the year.
Right.
And that seems to be a bit of a disadvantage, unfortunately, for a lot of films. But Straight Outta Compton, particularly, is getting a lot of buzz, which is kind of exciting. So those were for original screenplays. The other nominee in that category is Trainwreck, which is the Amy Schumer comedy.
Right.
So that's great. And then in terms of adaptation, Bridge of Spies, Carol, which is actually getting just unbelievable number of award nominations. Steve Jobs and Trumbo are the nominees. And then for documentary, Going Clear, Scientology and the Prison of Belief.
I saw that. It was fascinating.
Yeah, Alex Gibney's documentary. Brett Morgan's Kurt Cobain, Montage
Saw Peck. That, too. You're already shocked. I know. That's at least two.
That's right. Amy Berg's Prophet Pray. Robert Cohen's Being Canadian are the nominations for writing for documentary. The Producers Guild, and this isn't quite the same indicator of what the best picture is going to be.
But along with
writers,
directors, they really control the film industry.
Yeah, they do. So they have 10 nominations for theatrical motion picture, The Big Short, Bridge of Spies, Brooklyn, Ex Machina, Mad Max, Fury Road, which again is getting a lot of nominations, The Martian. The Martian has got to be almost everybody's favorite film, a consensus favorite film. I mean, people really don't like that film, and it was really well done. The Revenant, which is actually opening this week. Sicario, again. Spotlight.
And Straight Outta Compton.
Yeah, and Straight Outta Compton. So, and then animated films. Amelicia, which is actually opening later this month at the Michigan Theater. Really fascinating, odd stop-motion animation film that was done with a 3D printer. Mm-hmm. The Good Dinosaur, which is a Pixar film. Inside Out, which is a Pixar film. Minions, which won't win, but a lot of people like
it. It was hugely popular.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Peanuts movie. And then for documentary, those nominations are Amy.
About Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. The Hunting Ground, about campus rape. The Look of Silence, Maru, and Something Better to Come. So we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, we're not done talking about awards.
Yeah,
for sure.
The Academy Award nominations come out a week from today, as a matter of fact.
Right after we get off the air.
That's right. So we'll see what happens. Star Wars, I know that you're fascinated about this, not. But it has grossed in North America $760 million. Worldwide, $1.5 billion. It's amazing.
And I assure you, somebody in the studio somewhere is disappointed.
Wow.
I mean, how can that be?
You're making that up, but that's okay. It may be the best-grossing film of all times. We'll see. But anyway, we don't care about gross as much as we care about art. So there you go. Opening at the multiplex is The Revenant, which has actually been playing in bigger cities for a while. This is a Leonardo DiCaprio film where this is set in very
early on a true
wilderness
story, right?
America. Yeah. Well, it's
a fabrication of somebody's true story.
it's a true story based on the fact that apparently there was a historical character who was abandoned, thought to be dead or abandoned.
And then all of a sudden he came out of the woods.
A bear attack, and then he somehow survived and showed up at a wilderness outpost. But there's only basically knowledge that this happened. There's actually no knowledge
of
the facts.
So the script all around it is just kind of filling in the blanks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. It's kind of like basing an intense movie on
it's a worthwhile story. You survive a bear attack, you deserve a movie.
Exactly. That's for sure. And the performance, it's beautifully shot. Leonardo Leonardo DiCaprio's performance is extremely has been extremely well reviewed. Although an insider told me that he was really, really, really difficult to work with, but he had to go through some very difficult kind of stuff. And the critical reviews on it to this point have been just outstanding. Here's a consensus view: it's starkly beautiful as it is harshly uncompromising. The Revenant uses Leonardo DiCaprio's committed performance as fuel for an absorbing drama that offers punishing challenges and rich rewards.
Yeah, so. I have no idea what the process is or how difficult it must be to create a character and participate in this artistic endeavor. So I cut him a little bit of slack, but we'll weasel out the insider for you.
That's right. That's right.
Figure out who's talking.
Yeah, who's talking. It was a producer who knows a thing or two.
I bet.
The Forest is the other film that's opening up at the Multiplex, and this is just it's a horror film that's set in Japan, and there's actually no information about it. So anyway, go see it if you want. But Carol continues to play at the Michigan Theater, and this is Kate Blanchett, who's going to be featured on All Things Considered tonight,
right,
about her performance in Carol. And Rooney Mara, and Kate Blanchett plays attractive suburban housewife having intense relationship problems with her husband. They have a small child that's involved, and Rooney Mara plays a department store clerk who she meets Carol at this department store, and then, you know,
they find love for one another.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very adult, not in an adult film way, but interesting film. It was also shot in 16mm, which is a really minute detail, but it was.
Did it give that more 50s feel?
Well, yeah, and which is interesting, which has more to do with this 35mm stock at the time. Anyway, this is way too much detail. But anyway, Carol has just got great
right.
reviews. Do not miss it. 5 Golden Globes, the most of any film. The Danish Girl has a great performance by Eddie Redmayne as a transsexual. Alicia Vikander, who was in Ex Machina, is also in this, and her performance is getting just as strong acclaim as Eddie Redmayne's. The Danish Girl is currently playing at the State. Joy, which is David O. Russell's new film that has
Jennifer Lawrence and Bradley Cooper again.
Cast, absolutely. That continues the State. And then Youth, which is this Michael Caine, Harvey Keitel film
that has a
Jane Fonda appearance right at the end. It's a very elliptical, beautifully shot, little odd film. I actually liked it quite a bit, but go check that out at the Michigan Theater. And then we've got some really interesting one-offs as well. Reverie is a film as part of the Korean Cinema Now series on Saturday at 2 o'clock, and it's about a guy who loses his wife. And anyway, these films are really great. They're put on by the Korean Studies
Program at
the University.
And then, of course, there's one featuring the king of all beverages.
That's right, The Big Lebowski. And that's going to be the midnight film at the State Theater. Anybody Can Dance is the family film, which is this true story of the Fictitious Dance Group, which is the name of the group, Fictitious Dance Group. But anyway, it's an Indian dance group. It's a 3D movie. It's on Sunday. It's our family film, Sunday at 1:30. Go check that out. And then Old Boy is another Korean film that's actually part of the Cinema manga series that we're doing through April at the State Theater. And this is a classic film by Korean director Chan Woon Park. And manga is one of those Japanese comic aesthetics.
Kind of the anime.
Well, anime, but it's also there's been a lot of live film aspects of this kind of aesthetic.
Interesting.
And this is one of them. And this is not exactly a pleasant film, but it is a classic of world cinema. Old Boy is going to play on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And again, it kicks off the series, Cinema Manga, which is running through April. So go check it out. Lots to see.
Lots to see. And of course, Revenant is one that I will go check out, no matter how difficult Leonardo DiCaprio may be able to work with. I don't have to work with him. I just
have to watch it. Benefit from his performance.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat. You find it every Thursday exclusively on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Award Central in Hollywood.